The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
May have heard this morning, Elon Musk's SpaceX has revealed its plans to go public in the United States, allowing people to trade shares in the firm on the stock market. And it could make Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire. Joe Lynham, News Talk's business editor, joins me. Joe, these are just astonishing figures, aren't they?
Absolutely mind-boggling numbers. The man is already worth $800 billion US dollars. That's around 730, 740 billion euros. Because he is 85% controlling stake in SpaceX, which is now set to float on the stock exchange, could be as early as next month, in fact, that would give him roughly, or give the company, a value of 1.75 trillion US dollars, because he controls the vast majority of that. By my calculations, he will be worth at least twice as much as the entire Irish economy. As you add up all the property in this country, all the assets, take away and all the liabilities, and he would be worth two times at least the size of the entire Irish economy.
Extraordinary. So listen, talk to me about the company, about SpaceX, because I don't think we're all really clear on exactly what this company does and why it is so valuable.
In my opinion, some of it is very clever accounting, but some of it is very real in terms of their income. Now, SpaceX obviously send rockets into space, and they've been doing that for about a decade and a half. They do a lot of work for NASA. You know, you used to think that NASA sent rockets into space, but they outsource a lot of that to SpaceX. They put a lot of satellites into space for all manner of governments and companies. They also own Starlink, which is already the satellites that float around the Earth and are becoming one of the more reliable ways to communicate. Ask the Ukrainians how valuable Starlink is, because obviously there's no functioning 4 or 5G in a battlefield environment. So they rely on Starlink to send messages to their drones, and then the drones then are in the battlefield against the Russians. And they owned XAI. So in other words, he formed an AI company out of X, kind of sold it to himself, and it has a value in the hundreds of billions as well. So add all of that together, that's why they're coming up with a valuation of $1.75 billion.
They have a lot of real estate in terms of data centers as well in the southern part of America. Anthropic are paying SpaceX a lot of cash, $15 billion a year, to use those assets. So that's another income stream.
Absolutely. And $15 billion might seem small compared to the value of Starlink or other assets like that. He has a lot of fingers in a lot of pies. And of course, remember, he already is a huge shareholder in Tesla, which sell a lot of cars around the world. Now, their shares are falling in Europe for political reasons. But if you add in Tesla and SpaceX, when it is floated, which could be, like I said, as early as next month, he would then control two of the biggest companies in the world. And that's in their top 10 companies, and he will control two of them.
So why do this now?
Well, he's great aspirations, as you know. He wants money to go to Mars. He wants to go to Mars. He wants to colonize Mars. Part of his pay package is that he would colonize Mars and turn Mars into a giant data center. Mm-hmm. Now, no one has gone to Mars yet, so you can't fault the guy for ambition. He is in his mid-50s. Whether he will ever make it to Mars remains to be seen, because it is such a big venture, but that is what he wants to do. He wants all this money to do that.
So the market experts, the people that you talk to all of the time, are they excited by this news?
They love IPOs, initial public offerings. They love the excitement, love the build-up. How much will it float on the day? In other words, there's a launch price, but you and I will never get in at that launch price. The investment banks, the Goldman Sachs and the Morgan Stanleys of this world, they get in at that launch price. The real known unknown on IPO day is, does it jump or does it fall on launch day? And that's when the retail guys, the ordinary investors, can get in. And they do get excited about that. And of course, it gets us all chatting and talking about Musk. And that is what we tend to do a lot of.
Of course, the company, you know, just about everything that it does points to the future, doesn't it, of business and of industry. That's why there'll be so much interest in this.
Exactly. Well, I mean, obviously, data centers are massive at the moment. There is, of course, the fear that there is a data center bubble underway, that there is an AI bubble, that you simply cannot invest all that money in data centers. You run out of space and energy to build all these things. But yeah, he always looks forward. He doesn't look back. He doesn't own restaurants and all that kind of stuff. Strangely enough, for the richest man in the world, he's not the most generous in philanthropic terms. There are far more generous people, including Bill Gates, of course, who's giving away all of his money.
Yeah, and of course, there are issues with some of his businesses as well. People have issues with Elon Musk as an individual, but there are issues, legal issues facing his business. And you mentioned earlier the AI arm of X facing a lot of lawsuits over sexualized images of children and so on. Will investors be wary of any of that stuff?
I fear they won't. They will just look at the monetary value. I'm not sure they will look at the ethical aspect of this at all. I fear that they will only consider, can this company grow and earn me as an investor money? You're right about the investigations. The European Union have launched an investigation into X as well about these images. And they finished absolutely bottom of the reputation index published today. Of the 100 companies active in this country, X finished at the very bottom.
All right. And of course, there's a big philosophical and moral question around whether we want one individual on our earth to be worth all of this money.
I can't answer that, but he can decide whether he's going to use the money appropriately. He could, with that money, build, I don't know, maybe a million hospitals.
But he is unlikely to, given his record.
It's highly unlikely.
Okay. Thank you very much. Joe Lynham, News Talk Business Editor. Thank you very much for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.